じゃあこれからちょっと英語でトムさんを交えて話をしていきます。トムさん、could you come to the microphone?
はい。
はい。How do you think about this music? What's the impression? This is the 1970s idol group in Japan. So for you, that's like Japanese idol song?
Yeah, well, I can't claim to be extremely familiar with idol groups and the kinds of music that they do, but in general, it seems to me very light pop, almost bordering on what here in the U.S. we'd call easy listening music, which is just there's nothing that sticks out in any way that's going to, I don't know, rub you the wrong way would be the term we'd use in English. Nothing that pushes you too far. It just kind of gently moves through your head and then goes on, and it doesn't really disturb your feelings or force you to any kind of, you know, change of emotion like some music does.
ありがとうございます。Easy listening music ってトムさんが言ったんですよね。
そうですね。
そう、なんかこう、なんかやってても邪魔にならない音楽って、きっと、probably, トムさんですが、from radio. Easy listening music from radio.
That's where the term originated, yeah. So it's the kind of thing that people would play in offices, for example, while at work or a business. So you just put it on in the background. It's just there, floating around, and nobody—it doesn't require you to listen to it. It just gives you nice sounds in the background.
だからオフィスとかで、ラジオとかがこう流しっぱなしになっているような音楽で、あんまり気にならないけど、まあ気持ちよくてリラックスできて、そんな感じの音楽と、なんか似てるなみたいな、そんな感想ですね。はい。ルトさん、いかがですか？キャンディーズ。なんか昔の音楽だなって感じです。
アイドルの曲ってあんまり変わってないような、変わってるような。
でもショーとしてはすごく今のアイドルたちのステージってすごく凝ってるような気もしますけど、ね、
そうですね、まあ、人数が増えてるとか、そのダンスとかは多分すごいコレオグラフィーはすごい発展してると思うんですけど、
音楽そのものは
まあ、もちろん、そうですね、まあ、流行りしたりっていうのはあると思いますけど、その中にも。
で、今日これから書きようと思うのベビーメタルなんですが、ベビーメタル。で、はるかな師匠にベビーメタルを紹介してくれたのは、最初、アレックさんかな、リュウタさんかな。で、結構、リュウタさんもあのベビーメタル注目してたりするんですが、ここから英語でいきましょうか。Ryuta-san chose this music, Yaba, this time by Baby Metal. Ryuta-san also interesting, probably Ryuta-san also interested in Baby Metal. And recently, Tom-san so enthusiastic Baby Metal to listen or to watch, I think. So what's my question is, how did you find Baby Metal and Tom-san and Ryuta-san? First, I will ask Ryuta-san, how did you know Baby Metal? どうやってベビーメタルを知ったんですか?
I think it was first through a YouTube video. Someone, a friend of mine posted on Twitter or Facebook or something. I think I didn't quite like it at first. But it sort of grew on me. I always liked girl bands.
Judy
and the Marie とかですね。And I always liked heavier rock kind of music. So from there it kind of grew on me, I think.
リュウタさんは割と、女子のバンドが好きで、で、まあ、ヘビーロックみたいな感じので、なんか女の子の声がきちっと張って高い高音も出て、しっかりしたバンドが きなんですね、割と音楽も、でベビーメタルも、YouTube で、偶然見つけて。リュウトさん、could you explain the baby metal in English or Japanese? What baby metal? It means metal, heavy metal and baby kawaii mixed like that.
I guess, yes, I think so. It's a play on the word heavy metal, which is a genre of music.
And there's mainly three persons in the stage.
Yes, yeah.
で、3人の女の子。もちろん、そこまで行くのに、なんだっけ、桜学園とか。
はい。
桜学園というそのね、学園があって、架空の。そこで、切磋琢磨して、そこから3人選ばれて、はい、ステージに上がっていくっていう感じだったと思うんですけども、そのベビーメタルの、音楽に最近トムさんがハマっているというか、よく YouTube で、こういろいろこうチェックしてるみたいなんですが、トムさんに聞いてみたい。トムさん、
はい、
ルタさん said by chance he finds the baby metal in YouTube and it's interesting and so how about you?
Well, I think when they first appeared, or at least became known in the West, in U.S., they were, by that time, already fairly popular in Japan. They'd been around for a while, actually, I think. And so it was a new and very unusual thing that everybody commented on. So it was, I came to know about it because I just heard of it. People saying, oh, this is interesting, funny, whatever it was, you know, how, whatever their impression, everyone felt like they had to see it and experience it because it was different and everyone else was talking about it. So it was just sort of a sensation that people were talking about. So I first heard it that way. And I don't recall my first impression. I think it was just a kind of confusion. I didn't really understand what I was seeing. And I don't think I really came to appreciate them till later, after I had seen them a few times and maybe, I don't know, heard some of their music and became familiar that way.
So the baby metal is, baby metal starts from
2010, I think. I think the first song that really made it over here was Gimme Chocolate. It was a few years ago, but it was still a while after they first began and were already fairly... By then, they had gone through several changes. So when people are talking about them, they changed radically from when they first started to now. They've transformed quite a bit in terms of being a band. When they first started out, it was... They just danced and to pre-recorded music. So it was just the three girls, and they were just dancing, and there was, you know, playing pre-recorded music. And then they introduced a band, a fake band that backed them up. The people dressed as skeletons, and they were basically dancers who were pretending to play instruments. And that was the second iteration. So by the time they came to the U.S., they actually had a band of real musicians who were actually playing, and they were actually singing and dancing. So it was a different band by the time I heard of them. I think if I'd heard them at first, I would have just laughed them off and not thought anything about it. But by the time they became known around here, they were an actual band doing who would actually play their music live.
So of course, for you, it is not so impressive, just dancing in the with some band. But now you were so
well. It was
so
just it was just strange, and I didn't know what to make of it when I first heard it. I'm interested in it now mostly because I'm not that big a fan of that sort of music or anything, but I am generally fascinated by how people react to things, what they think. So I've always been interested, for example, throughout my career as a musician, I was always interested in marketing. Like, how do you sell a product? How do you get people to pay attention to something? What attracts people and what doesn't? How, what interests or intrigues people and what doesn't? That kind of thing. That just always interested me because it was this sort of an offshoot of my general interest in what makes people the way they are. Why do people think the way they do, and why do they feel the way they do, and why do they act and react the way that they do? So from that interest, I became interested in baby metal because I discovered that they were a manufactured product. Not just people who got together and said, hey, let's start a band. You know, I can dance and you play guitar. And, you know, it was nothing like that. It was like put together by somebody. So somebody thought this out, found the people and put them together and created this thing that was became sort of a worldwide sensation of various sorts. And I became very curious how that happened. And from that, I started looking into idol groups. Mm-hmm. And how they're put together and how they are trained and how their relationship with the public is created through just showing just enough of their real personality to give them an identity so people can relate to them, but not so much that maybe you get to know them too much and they're too real. So they're still a fantasy, but they're real enough that you kind of feel like you know them. And so then that attracts people because they feel like they do actually know them. You know, all those sorts of things, that's all, somebody creates that. And that's what interests me about it, is because someone is inventing these things and making them work. And I find that fascinating, how they do that.
Mm-hmm. People means audience, in this case. You say it's the people, how people introduce and the baby.
Yeah, how the audience reacts, how audience. The consumer.
Mm-hmm. ありがとうございます。
はい、
I will translate in Japanese.
すみません、
トムソンズ、トムソン、あのベビーメタルについて語り始めると結構熱く語るんですが、今の要約すると、トムさんはあの昔ミュージシャンだったので、ファンとしてベビーメタルっていうのを関心を持ってるっていうよりも、ベビーメタルっていうのはそのアイドルを作り出す、何だ、マニュファクチャープロダクトだったかな、こう組織的にどうやってこうアイドルが作り出されて、それを売り出されて、でちゃんとこうマーケティングをして、そのあの視聴者ファンをこう掴んでいく、そのプロセスやり方にすごくなんかこう面白いなと思ってるって言ったような気がするんですけど、そんな感じですかね。
そうですね、まあ、商品としてアイドルグループだったり、アイドル、個人のアイドルみたいなのがどういうふうにマーケティングされてるか、マーケティングの部分に非常に興味がある、
興味があるっていうのが、どうなん、それはアメリカのトムさんは最初バンドというか、私ギターができる、私ごとができるみたいな好きな人がこう集まって、バンドを組み始めて、そこからこうステップアップして、ステップアップというかプロになっていくというプロセスがある。そのプロセス自体をすごくオーガナイズされて、こうアイドルが作られていくという話でしたけど、でもアメリカではそういうあんまりない。
いや、アメリカでもまあなくはないですっていうか、なんていうのかな、まあ日本ほど今アメリカって多分いわゆる地上波での音楽番組っていうのは少なくて、むしろ昔だと MTV のミュージックビデオとかから売れて、最近だとやっぱり YouTube だと思うんですけど、で特にそのバンドとしてやってない歌手はプロデュースされて売られていると、こともあるとは思うんですよね。ただアメリカは多分ある時からそのシンガーソングライターとかが出てきて、自分で曲作って自分たちで歌うっていうのが割と主流に なって、その前は日本みたいにあのかっこいい人とか声のいい人に作った曲を歌わせるっていうのが主流だった時代っていうのはあるんですけど、多分1960年代とかぐらいまで、でもその後は多分シンガーソングライターとか自分たちで曲作るバンドっていうのがだいぶ増えているので、まあ、割合としては多分日本よりもそこまでそのプロデュースされてあからさまにプロデュースされている歌手っていうのは少ないのかもしれないですね、まあ、僕聞かないだけかもしれないですけど、
で例えばトムさん、トムさん、
はい、
are you there? はい、we are talking about how to make idol like that. But in US of course there is a producer to make idol to produce idol like that. But you are interested more about the Sakura, like Sakura Gakuen and the for baby metal or such kind of
Well, I'm familiar with the process in the US and what they do and don't do, and there is something similar. There was a wave maybe in the early 2000s or 90s of these were called boy bands. So you had bands like NSYNC and all these different groups. And they were entirely created. So in England you had the Spice Girls, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so they have done this in the West. But it's not an industry. It's like individual producers. I mean, there were people doing it in the 80s. Bands like Sex Pistols, they were a manufactured group. There were other groups like that. So there are individual producers who will do this, who will put people together. The Monkees was another band in the 60s. And so on and so forth. There are any number of bands over the years that in the West where they have done this, but in Japan they have an actual industry. And sometimes people go back and forth. I mean, it's like, it's a very, it's almost like they've got it to a science in the same way that countries like China and Japan have martial arts, where it's an actual art form for fighting, whereas in the West it's just like, you know, it's kind of random people, you know, beating each other up. They're just, it's a different way of thinking about how to apply discipline and effort and guidance to create something. And so it became interesting to me because of that, because of the very specific idea and the specific process and the, you know, the whole thing. It's just interesting to me. I don't know. I can't really explain it beyond that. It's just I'm fascinated by how it works, because you were talking about baby metal before. The three girls, anyway, are all veterans of the idol industry. They've all been doing this for years. So the three of them were, you mentioned Sakura Gakuen. They were in that together. That's where baby metal came from. Before that, the singer was in a band called Karen Girls, which was an offshoot of an anime, Zettai Karen Children or something like that. That was the band from that. So, I mean, they started, and prior to that, they were in, you know, training schools, I think a Tokyo Actors Academy or something. You know, I mean, they started like 4 or 5 years old, and they learned singing and dancing and talking and being charming and smiling and all these different things, and then they move up. So by the time these teenage girls, and they were like 12, 13, 14, it's some in the beginning of baby metal, they were already seasoned professionals in show business. But no one here in America had any idea about that. They just see young girls, and they're getting up there doing this, and they look so precise. It's like military precision to their work, and they're just amazed. It's like, oh, and they're so charming and cute and funny, and you know, all these, they don't have any idea where all this comes from or how it was created. They just see the end result and they're amazed by it. And so that's fascinating to me too, as well, just how you can take something that's a well-known thing in its country of origin and just move it to a different marketplace, and suddenly everyone is surprised and amazed at this new, brand new thing that they'd never even thought was possible before. So that's, I don't know if that answered your question, but